But let me move on. So he said, notice what he said. Thanks be given for all mankind. That for all mankind, thanks be made for all men. He said, for kings or president, for all in authority, that we may lead what? What kind of life?
Quiet
and peaceable life. In all what? Listen to what that said. In what? All. You know, I could go and bring up a lot of stuff that we get ourselves into. But God told you, if it's not godly, don't get in it. We get in ungodly relationship. We get in ungodly dealing, conversation. Huh? If we could go on and on and stuff, and it brings so much pain. And that's not God's will. That hurts the heart of God when he paid such a price for our freedom, for our liberty, for our well-being, for our success. And we go here and make an ungodly decision and hook up with an ungodly thing and don't trust him and say his word is no good. You're throwing his word in your face. Say, your word is no good, God. I'm going to do it my way. We don't think we're saying it, but it's just that stronger. That's why he told us to repent, because he know he's right. He knows he's right. So let me go on, so you notice in this text, God said to put something first. So I read it again. First of all, I exalt therefore what? First of all, believers, not second, not third, but first. Amen. And let me read this verse in the Amplified. It says, first of all, then, I admonish and urge that petition, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be offered on the behalf of all men. I urge, that's what the Lord said, I urge, encourage, in a worship-like way, in worship, in petition. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You remember that Paul, in writing to the Ephesian church, he said, our text, he said in verse 18, what? Supplication, prayer, intercession, giving of thanks. And let me get to verse 18, Ephesians. They'll come here in a minute. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Now watch what he said here. Now watch this. Thank you, Lord. He said, and in 6:18, he said, praying always. Remember that's what he said. Now notice what he said. Praying always with what? All prayer, supplication in the spirit. Watching thereunto with all prayer, supplication for all saints. Right? Then you notice he said, for me. What? For me. See, he said, for all men. You pray for your leaders of the nation, you pray for your leaders in the body of Christ. You got fivefold ministry gift, but he's talking about all mankind. You don't talk about leaders, you pray for leaders. And you ought to know yourself, and at least give especially leaders in the body of Christ. And I'm not trying to apologize or put up a defense for anybody. But you ought to know, if you ain't perfect, why you expect me to be perfect? Why you gonna put something on me you ain't doing? You know what? I don't expect you to be perfect, but you know what I do expect out of you? To do more right than you do wrong. I sure expect you to do right, because I expect you to do what you know is right. Don't you expect that out of me? Because, see, I don't know everything. I'm not trying to apologize for what I don't know, you know, just because I'm just telling the truth. All right. So let's get to the point here. I don't want to belabor it. He said in the book, as we make petition for all people that's in authority, on what ground can we do this? On what basis can we petition prayer, intercede, and give thanks for others? We can legally do it because we are one with Jesus. This is what I want. This is what is so important, why I'm taking time to read this. Because we are one with Jesus. Did you hear what I said? Say, I'm one with Jesus. We are one with Jesus, the great intercessor. And prayer is part of his intercessory ministry. Let's talk about the great intercessor. Now, let's just look at some scriptures to back this statement up. You have here in the book. We have already talked about Jesus as an intercessor. And now we see that because we are one with him, we are one with the great intercessor. 1 Corinthians 6:17, can you put that up there? Do we have time? I need to move on. You might can get them up quick enough. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Well, I just move on. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Ephesians 5:30 says, we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. Now tell me what part that we are not one. We're one with him in spirit. Now we are members of his what? Body, his flesh, and his bone. Right? See, we're one with him in spirit. We're members of his body. His flesh. Wasn't he in flesh? Did he come in flesh? Did he have bones in his flesh?